Bob here, and in this episode I'm going to tell you how I back up my DVD collection to my external hard drive. The reason I do this is to keep my original DVDs in pristine shape and stored away for safekeeping. You know, you can't scratch an AVI file. Plus, it saves space in the entertainment center and I don't have to fumble around looking for a specific DVD movie to watch. All I have to do is to go into my external drive, which is hooked to my TV through USB, and just use my remote to quickly find the movie I want to watch. So to do this, you're going to need a computer with a DVD drive and a Linux installed, of course. You have to have Linux to do this. And then you need a program called Mencoder. I know it's in all the package managers of all Linux distros. If it's not in the package manager, all you have to do is go to the terminal and do sudo apt-get install Mencoder. So get it, install it, and you're ready to start backing up. So in this episode, I want to copy the movie Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire to an AVI file. So how am I going to do this? Well, I put the movie in. Movie player wants to know if I want to start. I hit cancel. Then I go to the terminal. And then what you're going to do is type in Mencoder space DVD colon /1 space dash ALANG space EN space dash VF space CROP equals 640:480:0:0, SCALE equals 640:405 space dash OVC space XVID space dash XVID ENCOPTS space BVHQ equals 1:CHROMA_OPT:QUANT=MPEG:MPEG:30:00 space dash OAC space MP3LAME space dash LAMEOPTS space BR equals 96:CBR: VOL equals 6 space dash O dash and the name of the movie dot AVI and then just hit enter. And then Mencoder should start to process it. On a faster computer, it doesn't take very long. This is a 2-hour-and-15-minute length movie. On my laptop, it takes about 36 minutes. When it's done, I go to my home folder, and there I have it. I have Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and it is 1.4 gigabytes. This is an easy way to back up your DVD movies. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about how to copy television shows with multiple episodes on a DVD. There's an easy way to do this using VLC to find out that the chapters and the episodes. So if you like this, listen to the next episode. Thank you very much. I'm also going to include the Mencoder code I just told you about in the show notes. All you're going to have to do is copy and paste it to try it out yourself. Just remember to take the Harry Potter AVI out and put your own AVI in there. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.